I thank the representative of Campaign to Stop Killer Robots. I see no requests, additional requests for the floor. We shall then conclude consideration of agenda item on the report of the GGE on laws. We will take action on the report and the mandate for the work of the GGE in 2020 and 2021 on Friday afternoon when we consider the final report of this meeting. Can we now move on to agenda item 13 and 14, financial issues related to the convention and its annex protocol and issues related to the implementation support unit. Distinguished colleagues, as agreed yesterday, we would address these two interlinked issues together. We'll continue with agenda item 13 and 14. You would recall the 2018 meeting of the high contracting parties, among other things, took note of the chairperson's report on further measures that could be considered to improve the stability of the secretariat's support to the convention and on financial issues related to the convention and its annex protocol document CCW/MSP/2018/7. The meeting also decided to continue monitoring the financial situation of the CCW and asked the chairperson elected to continue consultations in 2019 to improve the stability of the ISU's support to the convention. In this regard, a set of proposed financial measures to address the structural and cash flow related issues and stability of ISU support to the convention was drafted and circulated for the first time in July. Informal consultations were held on the issue in August in the margins of the GGE on laws. The latest version has been circulated as CCW/MSP/2019/CRP1. The proposed measures include 1. Areas for unpaid contributions should remain the amount of the initial assessment invoiced to the relevant high contracting parties for the year in question. 2. A working capital fund could be established to provide liquidity during the financial year with a view to ensuring the stability of ISU support to the convention. 3. In order to stop accumulating unfunded liabilities, the United Nations should ensure that expenditures remain below the average year-end collection rate of the prior 3 years. I would like to stress that the working capital fund I just proposed will operate in accordance with detailed terms of reference outlined in Annex 1 of CCW/MSP/2019/CRP1. In particular, funds may only be withdrawn from the working capital fund to provide short-term liquidity to finance the contracts of the staff of the CCW implementation support unit. The working capital fund is to be used solely as a source of financing over the course of the calendar year, pending receipt of reasonably anticipated contributions. I propose that we use these proposed measures as a starting point for our discussion today. Before opening the floor, however, I would like to invite Mr. Declan Gibbons, Chief of the Program Planning and Budget Section of the Financial Resources Management Service of the United Nations Office at Geneva, to present the status of contributions and the general financial status of the CCW. Mr. Gibbons is with us, and I now give him the floor.